Extract number 1. Read the questions.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Mum. I went to visit my friend Ben today. He told me about his family's new swimming pool. He loves swimming in it. It's his favourite hobby.
It's nice to have a swimming pool. We can't have one because our garden is very small. What did you do on Saturday? Did you go out with your friend Tom from school?
Yes, I wanted to watch TV at home, but Tom came to see me and we went to the cinema near our house. We watched a funny film with some friends from school. Tom loves going to the cinema. He goes to the cinema every Saturday.
That's nice. How is Sally, your friend from school?
She is very happy. Her parents bought her a new skateboard for Christmas. We play tennis together at school. I like tennis a lot, but she loves skateboarding.
It's a nice sport, but she has to be careful not to fall and hurt herself.
My friend Bill lives in a village near a lake. He enjoys going for a walk in the forest near the lake. Every weekend they go to the lake with his father and they catch a lot of fish. That's his favourite hobby.
That's nice. They don't need to buy any fish. That's a good hobby.
Yes, but I think it's boring.
Did you go out with your friend Anne yesterday?
Yes. We went to watch a film and we also had ice cream.
What's her favourite hobby? Going to the cinema?
No, she loves playing the guitar. She goes to classes every Monday and Tuesday.
Did you talk to your friend Charlie in the morning? What did he want?
He asked me to go and play football with him tomorrow afternoon at the playground.
Is he a good player? Do you often play football with Charlie?
Yes, he's a good player. He likes swimming a lot, but his favourite hobby is football. Every Friday we go to the playground with him to play football.
Now, listen again.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Mum. I went to visit my friend Ben today. He told me about his family's new swimming pool. He loves swimming in it. It's his favourite hobby.
It's nice to have a swimming pool. We can't have one because our garden is very small. What did you do on Saturday? Did you go out with your friend Tom from school?
Yes, I wanted to watch TV at home, but Tom came to see me and we went to the cinema near our house. We watched a funny film with some friends from school. Tom loves going to the cinema. He goes to the cinema every Saturday.
That's nice. How is Sally, your friend from school?
She is very happy. Her parents bought her a new skateboard for Christmas. We play tennis together at school. I like tennis a lot, but she loves skateboarding.
It's a nice sport, but she has to be careful not to fall and hurt herself.
My friend Bill lives in a village near a lake. He enjoys going for a walk in the forest near the lake. Every weekend they go to the lake with his father and they catch a lot of fish. That's his favourite hobby.
That's nice. They don't need to buy any fish. That's a good hobby.
Yes, but I think it's boring.
Did you go out with your friend Anne yesterday?
Yes. We went to watch a film and we also had ice cream.
What's her favourite hobby? Going to the cinema?
No, she loves playing the guitar. She goes to classes every Monday and Tuesday.
Did you talk to your friend Charlie in the morning? What did he want?
He asked me to go and play football with him tomorrow afternoon at the playground.
Is he a good player? Do you often play football with Charlie?
Yes, he's a good player. He likes swimming a lot, but his favourite hobby is football. Every Friday we go to the playground with him to play football.
Extract number 2. Read the questions.
I am an important man. I have an important job. People know me and like me. They don't know that I wasn't always brave. I will tell you the story. I was a very shy young man. I didn't like talking to other young men. I was afraid. Women were worse. I never spoke to them. I was always afraid of them. I try to help shy people now. I never laugh at them, because I remember that time. I was very unhappy then. Then there was a war between my country and another country. I had to be a soldier. Me. I was always afraid. But I had to be a soldier, and it was very dangerous. The other soldiers didn't talk about it, but they knew. They're laughing at me, I thought. They aren't afraid. I was wrong, but I didn't know that. I felt very bad. One day, I was in the town. I had 2 days' holiday away from the other soldiers. I wasn't with friends. I didn't have any friends. I was very unhappy. I walked slowly past some shops. An old man stood by the road. There weren't many cars on it. Why doesn't he walk across the road? I thought. Is he afraid? I went near him, and then I saw his eyes. Oh, now I know. He can't see. He wants to go across, but he can't go without help. Other people walked quickly past him. They didn't help him. I took the old man's arm, and I helped him.
Thank you,
he said. His hand felt my coat.
This is a soldier's coat,
he said.
Are you a soldier?
Yes. Perhaps I said it in a sad voice. The old man put a hand in his jacket. He took something out and gave it to me.
Take this, he said. It will help you.
Now, listen again.
I am an important man. I have an important job. People know me and like me. They don't know that I wasn't always brave. I will tell you the story. I was a very shy young man. I didn't like talking to other young men. I was afraid. Women were worse. I never spoke to them. I was always afraid of them. I try to help shy people now. I never laugh at them, because I remember that time. I was very unhappy then. Then there was a war between my country and another country. I had to be a soldier. Me. I was always afraid. But I had to be a soldier, and it was very dangerous. The other soldiers didn't talk about it, but they knew. They're laughing at me, I thought. They aren't afraid. I was wrong, but I didn't know that. I felt very bad. One day, I was in the town. I had 2 days' holiday away from the other soldiers. I wasn't with friends. I didn't have any friends. I was very unhappy. I walked slowly past some shops. An old man stood by the road. There weren't many cars on it. Why doesn't he walk across the road? I thought. Is he afraid? I went near him, and then I saw his eyes. Oh, now I know. He can't see. He wants to go across, but he can't go without help. Other people walked quickly past him. They didn't help him. I took the old man's arm, and I helped him.
Thank you,
he said. His hand felt my coat.
This is a soldier's coat,
he said.
Are you a soldier?
Yes. Perhaps I said it in a sad voice. The old man put a hand in his jacket. He took something out and gave it to me.
Take this, he said. It will help you.
That is the end of part 1.